Hey there, Wild One. It's Mandy with Wildly Intentional. I'm both terrified and excited to be doing this in a video. It's the first, like, real time that I'm sitting down just with you and just me, where you can see me. So it feels like a very Wizard of Oz moment for me, if you will. But it's been a goal of mine to connect with you in a deeper way, in a way that you can see me, hear me, and feel me more. I think this is so important now, especially with the rise of AI and just not knowing like what is real and what is not, to have this extra way to connect with me. So I want to thank you for being here, whether you've listened to me for multiple episodes, whether I've become your number one show, or whether this is your first time here. Thank you. No matter how you've listened to me, I don't take it lightly. It comes with a great responsibility that I speak with you candidly, honestly, and vulnerably, and to just teach. So that's actually what this is about. I'm beginning a new series, calling it The Stories That Made Me, and I'm sharing 40 lessons that I've learned or unlearned or needing to relearn about my life. So I turned 40 in December, and I thought doing an episode about 40 things I've learned on my birthday would be a really fun thing to do. And I honestly thought that that episode would just absolutely pour out of me and be super easy. And initially it did, and then I started to really dive into it, and it became very, very long. And then I decided I need to think about this more. So I've been very contemplative and reflective since I turned 40. Which I guess if you know me very well, you know that I'm already quite the thinker about things. But I would say that I feel like just this reflective aspect of turning 40 and what have I learned and what am I setting out to do with my life has really been at the forefront of my brain. And when I had my episode with Telfer and I was telling him about this idea for the series, he was like, Mandy, why don't you just drop 40 episodes all year, your 40th year? And I was like, that's brilliant. I love it. So that's what this is 40 lessons that I've learned on my life here on Earth. And I guess I will say that I have learned a lot of lessons the hard way. I think there are a lot of easier lessons I could have come across, but whether it's my stubbornness or perfectionistic tendency or what, they've all played their role in how I have had to learn a lot of lessons. So I guess if you're new here, I just want to start by saying, hi, I'm Mandy. I am a maverick mom of three. I am the host of the Wildly Intentional podcast. I am a homeschooler, a coach, and a wild thinker who helps people unlearn the noise and reclaim rhythms that actually matter. And I am here to shake the norms, tell the truth, and light the way forward. So I think it's time that we pull up a chair and have a little chat about just like what I've learned in these last 40 years, what's shaped me, what's broken me open, what's healed me, and what's been possible within me. So I just want to start by saying this is not a list of accomplishments. And it's not a, I know everything, so take notes from me. This is really just human to human, some stories that have shaped me. Maybe you've experienced similar things, maybe you haven't. But my hope is that you find encouragement in hearing these lessons and you can take what resonates and apply them to your life, however makes sense to you. And if they don't resonate, then that's fine too. Okay. So for whatever resonates too, I will post supporting links down in the show notes. I guess all this to say that turning 40 feels less like a milestone to me and more like a doorway. And part of this is me trying to step through that doorway with more clarity, more courage, and more softness. So, you ready to get into it? All right. Well, I'm not going to be sharing a list of 40. I'm not going to be saying number one. I'm going to be sharing stories and experiences from my life. And so today I want to start with one of the first lessons that I learned. And you hear to my tagline. So every episode I end with stay rooted, be brave, and live wildly intentional. So today we're going to talk about be brave. To me, this all gets down to courage. And it's being afraid, but doing it anyway. I have a whole episode on this. In fact, it was the very first episode that I put out, and it was why I almost didn't launch this podcast, but did it anyway. And I think what that episode did for me was gave me permission to say, whatever, like I'm going to get hate no matter what. And so that's fine. I just need to figure out why I'm doing it. And I'm doing it for me, not for hate, right? And my hope and my intent is that anyone else that's listening that wants the good will come for the good. And that if you don't, then just keep moving. Like, I think that this is something we just go about our lives looking for criticism and looking to nitpick, and we have to stop. So what is in this episode that I'm talking about with courage that's not in that episode is personal stories on how I feel I have displayed massive courage. So the first story about courage that I want to get into is that this means so much to me that the Wolfpack values that we have, and these are our family values, we came up with an acronym called Wolfpack. We call ourselves the Weber Wolves, the Weber Wolfpack, rather. C in pack stands for courage. And so I came up with a little rhyme that I'm going to read to you that goes along with courage. And it goes, C is for courage, the strength to stand tall, to face every fear, to rise when we fall. With bravery shining, we'll meet every test. Courage is the power that makes us our best. And the tagline that goes with courage is bravely venture into the unknown with confidence. That seems like an oxymoron, maybe, right? Like we're going to bravely do this with confidence. But I think it's when we decide we're going to do something, let's get after it. Let's go do it. So a more recent example of this for me was almost 2 years ago now, I was pregnant and decided I was going to have a home birth. Now, this isn't me convincing you to have a home birth or not. It's simply that is what I wanted to do. I felt very called to have an unconventional birth, to be doing this at home, to stand in my power. I had my other two naturally with a doula, but at a hospital. And after those two births, I really felt like I've practically done this on my own. I think I'm ready to actually do it on my own at home, and really started reading a lot of books on that and watching a lot about free birthing and everything. And what I was realizing was that I was picking up a lot of fear from other people, their birth traumas or their fears about me or the baby. And when that would happen to me, I would go into the bathtub and take a relaxing bath and say, this isn't me. This isn't me. Like, these aren't my fears. I know I can do this. I know this birth is going to be amazing. I can feel it in my bones. And trusting that and just sending back anything that wasn't supporting that view for me. And it was a lot. I was met with a lot of fear and judgment about deciding to do that. And it didn't shake me from doing that because I knew deep in my bones that that's what I needed to do, both for me and for this baby. So having that home birth is one of, in my opinion, the most courageous things that I've ever done and something I'm very, very proud of. But like I said, at any point, they could have gotten in my head and I could have just gone the normal route and done it at a hospital. But I just really trusted myself and knew what I needed to do. And so I bravely ventured into the unknown and had a baby at home. Okay, this next example goes back a little bit. So after I graduated college in 2008, I moved to Chicago. And I didn't move to Chicago from Iowa until I had a job. So it took a couple of months for me to secure a job. And the place that I got a job at in Chicago wasn't hiring. They weren't hiring for the position. I called every day and I had a friend that worked at the company. I really wanted to work there. It was in construction. I had a background in construction. I was really excited about that. And finally, after a couple of months of calling, the owner of the company was like, you know what? If you're going to call every day and ask about this, then I'll give you the job because we need persistent people in this job. So I essentially made my own job and went and moved to Chicago to take this job. And I was very, very excited. Now, if you remember when I said I graduated, it was in 08, right? And so the other thing that happened in 08 was the housing crisis. And when that was going down and people were getting let go of jobs, I started to look around. I'm like, I made up my job here. Like, I am the newest one into this company. I'm going to be the first one they let go of. And what was happening at the same time was there was an industry event going on that was called broker boxing. And so I started asking people about it, like, what's broker boxing? And it's essentially a whole bunch of guys from different real estate brokerages and property management companies that train to fight in a boxing match each other and duke it out at this big event. And I was like, I want to do that. Like, I would totally do that.
Yeah, I'm next. And my name is Mandy. Hard like a rock and sweet like candy. You don't want to test me when we're in the ring. It's lights out when the bell goes ding.
And at the time, I was thinking, man, that would be job security for me because that fight is in 6 months. So I would get another 6 months. And if I win that fight, they're not going to let me go. You know, like, I am in. I will have gotten some recognition in the industry and I will have a position here at the company. So I did. I started training with a professional boxer in Chicago, and the people in Chicago were really kind of making fun of me about it. Like, oh, okay, like, you don't want to get hurt, you know? Meanwhile, my Iowa friends like know that I grew up on a farm in a construction company and like have baled hay and done chores. So like, I am a tough cookie. So I took it pretty seriously. I fought my butt off and actually won the fight. And it was amazing. And you know what's kind of crazy about all of this is because of that fight, I met my husband. He wasn't at the fight, but his coworker a couple years later was a buddy that fought in broker boxing with me. And we were on a plane to Las Vegas, and my husband was standing right beside him when I was on the plane with the guy that I was on the broker boxing with. And that's how I met Tom, my husband, through being courageous, finding this opportunity, and doing this fight. So it just was a very, like, I took what I would consider a fear-based, like, what's going to happen to my job? What am I going to do? And I saw an opportunity and I created a case to take it. And I took it. And then I won. And it worked out. So did I know how to fight? No, I had never boxed before in my life, but I learned it and I had fun. And I met a handful of great people in the process of doing that, including a woman named Mim, who like ended up altering my bridal gown. So like, it just, opportunities and saying yes to things that we otherwise wouldn't can bring so much good into our lives, can challenge us in ways. And so when we think of courage, we think of yuck or no, or I don't want to do that. When really, if we think of courage and we think of a growth opportunity, right? So I guess when you think of courage and being afraid, but doing it anyways, what I want you to do is to get comfortable being uncomfortable. Because when I hear something like, you can't do that, I immediately go to like, hold my beer. Like, that gives me motivation to try to figure it out. So getting comfortable being uncomfortable is something I taught a lot in innovation when I was working with people in innovation. It's a lot of times, you know, that uncomfort, that I don't know what's going to happen next, is where growth happens. And then we take off in a way that we never would have had we not put ourselves in that situation. Now, I will say this. I think it's really important to know the difference between being uncomfortable in a situation that can push you to opportunity and growth, and being uncomfortable when your intuition is telling you no. So you have to know how to discern between those two. But I guess the final example that I'll give here for courage is starting this podcast to begin with and being live on a video like this. So I had no intent to start a podcast last year until I did. It just like, it came through like a lightning bolt for me in terms of like the name and the branding and what to do. And I took Jenna Kutcher's class on how to start a podcast and had a backlog of all these ideas and then just launched and fully sunk my teeth into it and have really been enjoying this as a creative outlet for me and to get thoughts out and have amazing conversations with people. But now to be doing a live video is really uncomfortable for me. You can tell I don't really know where to look at on this. I'm sure in like a year from now or even tomorrow, I'll be looking at this like mortified of how this felt, right? And I think that's part of doing something different or hard for the first time is not knowing how, but learning, right? Like I'm not looking at this on video for the first time as a failure. I'm looking at it as a learning. And I'm being brave. I'm having the courage to give this a shot. So I hope that you enjoyed it today. I hope you like this new format. And I would just say to you, wild one, where can you be more brave in your life? Where are you holding yourself back? What does taking an uncomfortable step forward look like for you? What are you ignoring or not doing that could push you into a new opportunity or season of growth? What could you say yes to? Wild One, thank you so much for listening, for being with me when I'm being vulnerable and trying something new and scary. If you do have an example of a way that you've been courageous or brave, I would love for you to share it with me. So go ahead and drop it down in the comments. And if you would subscribe, I'll be posting about 39 other lessons that I've learned and loaded with stories about my life in them. So I hope you've enjoyed this and thank you so much for listening. Until the next time, Wild One, stay rooted, be brave, and live wildly intentional.